Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Guess what?
Wait, what?
We are doing GeeklyCon again.
Again?
God damn it.
Yep. The next one is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri.
I live there.
That's right. 2017, we're doing it from July 20th to 23rd. That's Thursday to Sunday.
And just like all the other amazing years, we're going to have a live show. We're going to have the game room where you can play games with all your friends. We're going to have amazing outings. And on top of that, we're going to have awesome panels to attend.
You can get in for just $50, which includes a t-shirt. And if you want, you can upgrade to our $100 premium ticket. In previous years, we've given people flasks and flannel shirts and dice boxes and hugs.
Oh, so many hugs.
That's not a premium thing.
But this year, we're holding our own kickoff party at the venue on the Thursday. For $20, you can buy yourself a ticket. That includes drink tickets, food, and a lot of really fun activities that we're planning for the night.
Yeah, and you get to meet your favorite podcast hosts.
And least favorite, Michael.
Hey, yo!
So head on over to geeklycon.com, and tickets are on sale right now.
Greetings, adventurers. You've joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm alive.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And Mike Bachman.
Hey guys, I'm Mike Bachman, and this week, Jet Razor is no more. I'm playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and I'm way past cool.
Well, nice.
Michael, you wouldn't let me play Sonic the Hedgehog on episode 31.
I just don't know if you could pull it off.
That's because you asked.
I did not ask. You can be the Eggman? Is that the bad one in Sonic?
Sure.
Or Dr. Robotnik. Yeah. I don't know why. He's one thing at one point and something else at another point.
Fun fact, they're actually two different people, and one is the other one's grandfather.
Stop Dr. Wily.
That's fucked up.
There's a missing generation of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, the
villains.
Father has just disappeared. He was murdered.
He was just a normal dude.
It skips
a
generation.
He wasn't, like, you know, super smart.
So, as you can tell, we're Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We are currently playing 5th edition. I'm currently playing King Titus Harper, the level 13 Storm Sorcerer.
Yeah, that seems correct. I am playing Eludra Wormsbane, level 13 Dwarf Warden.
I am playing Jayla, a level 13 Paladin.
Oh, she's drunk.
I'm playing a palindrome.
A paladin. Vengeance? I think vengeance, yeah.
And I'm Jet Razor. I'm a level 13 bard from the College of Satire.
He's a level 13 slimy boy.
I'm a sloppy slime boy, and I jiggle around.
Makes everyone generally uncomfortable, but also you gotta respect what he does.
You have to respect it.
If you're actually new, it's because I'm a changeling. I realize, like, that probably needs some context.
You guys don't know what a floppy boy is?
Read a fucking player's guide.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Come on.
It's a homebrew kind of thing. Do you like Dungeons & Dragons? Well, you should subscribe to our Patreon, and we've started doing a new show called The Conductor's Seat, which you can only get on our Patreon. This is a thing that's going to happen in the future, but to you people, it would be in the past. So, well, I'm going to hope that it actually happened the way it did. But but this last month, our special guest was the Wizards of the Coast's own Greg Tito, who came on
Tough.
and talked to us about being a DM and stuff.
He's such a nice dude.
Yeah, and we haven't recorded this yet, but I have to assume it was a great time. Everyone loved it. We laughed. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Don't tell the others, but it's actually just me and a mustache.
That makes a lot more sense.
Does he have a mustache? I don't know. I hope so. Otherwise, my disguise needs some work.
Last time I saw him, he just had your standard low beard that all attractive men currently are having. Low beard, long rat tail, hooked nose, gold tooth.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know Greg, he like runs, I think he runs the D&D Twitter account and does lots of just general D&D stuff for Wizards of the Coast.
People. He's great people.
Yeah. Cool dude.
Also, if do you like wine?
Yes.
Do you like wine?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like,
oh, I love wine.
Do you
wine.
Love money?
But where can you get it?
That's the thing. Go to trywink.com/D&D. That's trywink.com/D&D for $20 off your first order. And then if you get 4 bottles, they'll take care of shipping it for you. And I do mean that from a ka-ching standpoint.
Oh, I was just going to say, keep in mind that this is... This isn't winking. Don't try winking because that's hard. Some people say impossible.
It's never been done.
This is where you can get quality wines delivered right to your door.
Absolutely.
Like you're a real fancy lad.
They're delicious. I was not only a sponsor, but I was a subscriber. And then they reached out to us because like you guys are pretty much doing ads for us anyways. You want to try to do something here. And here we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
We genuinely use it and enjoy it.
Yes.
All right, put up with one more of these things, and then I'll give you a special treat and a pat on the head. Do you like Harry Potter?
Okay, here we go.
Do you want to support me because you love me? I am currently, me and Vijaya and Sarah, who do You're a Wizardary, the wonderful, fabulous podcast on the Geekly Inc. Network, are doing a Kickstarter right now. And you can come and you can help support me. You can help make season 3 a reality. We're almost at our goal. When I say almost at our goal, we're at about 300% of our goal. But you know, we could still
you
use
can
your help.
You can make it better.
And we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. There's tons of really neat, cool stuff that you can get, like shirts and mugs and junk.
If I'm not mistaken, that show is endorsed by multiple current governors of the state of California.
Most of the governors of current governors of the state of California love this show. So you should as well.
What a ringing endorsement.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, okay. So now comes the treat. So this episode is going to air on October 31st, which is Halloween.
Spooky.
Ooh.
Which is our 4-year anniversary, FYI.
What? I can't believe it.
I'm so young.
And I'm just gonna tell you right now that GeeklyCon tickets will go on sale.
What?
Oh shit.
So hopefully
that's
that'll
terrifying.
Really happen
and
between
great.
Now and then. And
something will probably not work out. But here, you know.
This is just a teaser.
Yeah.
Just to get you started, get your motor running for GeeklyCon 2017.
Yeah. And what do you think we should, why don't we tease the date? We
can tease the date, right? All right, let's tell these jerkuses what the date is.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be, mark your calendar off, July 20th through 23rd.
July 20th through 23rd. We haven't said where it is yet, but it's, let's just say, the sun.
What?
The sun is there?
The sun will shine upon
whatever.
It's not, we're not doing it in the center of the earth.
Yeah, it's less.
Man, oh, I'm not coming then.
We're doing it in Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana.
I mean, that maybe, I'm sure it's a lovely place.
It's named after Gary Gygax, so yeah.
We probably looked at Gary, Indiana, because I think we looked at every fucking city in the United States of America and maybe half of Canada as well.
A third of Canada, and then international waters we thought of. Yeah. Get yourself ready, baby. We can
prepare
say
yourselves.
It's somewhere we've never gone before. Bah, 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 bah.
That is true. That is accurate.
And there is a dam.
In every way.
5-3 places.
That's true.
Okay.
To another suburb of Chicago. Just kidding. Well, I guess if you think about it, am I right? Just kidding.
So you guys want to do a podcast?
Let's do it.
Let's do a friggin' podcast.
This is a advertisement slash plugs heavy opening.
Yeah, that's our bad.
To top it off, this is going to be a clip episode.
Here you go, you fucks.
Hey, remember that one time?
It's going to be like the clip episode from Utena, right?
No, that's sad. It's really fucked up.
But we kind of had a clip episode last week, so...
Yeah, that wasn't a clip episode.
Everybody
a flashback.
Who was on last week's episode, roll a d20.
For you, anything. I got a 15.
Oh, you win.
I'm glad I wasn't on there because I got an 18.
So, I mean, how much are we going to tell?
You know what?
Should we take our headphones off?
No.
I'm still in the house with Tim, yeah. Damn it.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We don't have to go into details, but we can just say that you had a flashback.
So, last time on Drunks and Dragons, basically, Harpy passed out, and then we had a flashback with Titus Harper, wherein we kind of saw some of his initial tutelage and apprenticeship with Longcrier, and we met Camille and Fezlin, what was the dwarf's name?
Asker.
And it was generally a bad time for all involved. Without getting too deep, most of those people did not survive, and Harper was put into a lot of pain. But I think it was how did you end the episode? How did the episode get ended? Was it the edit?
It was the edited version where Harper just ended
Got
up
it.
Sad.
So yeah, then it basically ends with Harper sad. Continuing to be Longcrier's apprentice, but finally unlocking his sorcerer's
potential,
his good shit that he's good at.
So, how old was our dear Harper baby during this time period?
Like 13-ish.
Oh,
13,
14-ish. Little boy. I mean, he never got
emotionally
cookies.
Emotionally devastated, it sounds
just
like.
Never got cookies of any kind.
Aww. Yeah, and thank you for all the kind words. That was a slightly different type of episode, and we were nervous about it. But there were things that people said.
Mm-hmm. It was good time, good fun. So that's where we're going to pick up. So what had happened is Harper had walked into Longcrier's, fortress of whatever. And had dropped to his knees and grabbed his head. This is the last time you guys were there. And
so long ago.
I will tell you that just moments passed, but then suddenly, Tim, take your headphones off.
No! Oh, Michael!
Oh.
He's trying to listen to my headphones. Get out of here.
All right, I'm gonna try to do this and hopefully I won't fuck it up. We'll fix it all in editing. Sort of a blank, glassy look comes over Harper's face. And suddenly he starts talking in a completely different voice than his own.
Oh!
I hoped you would never return, but I'm glad that you didn't come alone. Longcrier is expecting you and has prepared a trap designed to instantly kill you. There is a way to protect you and your friends, but you need...
It cuts off? Does it really cut off?
What do we need?
And then Harper opens his eyes.
Oh! Can you come
back? Yeah, he can put his headphones back on.
Was he mouthing that?
It was coming out of him, but it was not his own voice.
Okay, was his mouth moving or was it just like
his
open?
Mouth, I'll say it was moving.
Okay.
So is he awake again now?
And now Harper's eyes open and he's awake.
Harper? Aludra walks over and like kind of touches his shoulder a little bit. How are you feeling, friend?
Why are you looking at me that way?
The fuck was that, mate? Well, you were like a Bluetooth speaker. What's Bluetooth? Don't worry about it.
Well, you passed out and then some pretty freaky shit was happening. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so a voice came out of you that
What voice?
It was a woman's voice. And it came out of your mouth.
What is a woman's voice?
Mm-hmm.
sound like a sexy bird, mate.
I don't have time. My head hurts too bad, too.
She said that this was a trap, that Lone Crier was going to immediately kill you, but then it cut off before she said what we could do to stop it.
Okay. Well,
do you know anything about what that might mean? Or like how that was possible that someone else's voice came out of your mouth in an extremely terrifying way?
Well, I just remembered something that I had blocked out for decades now, and I guess I remember so many things that I forgot. There was a friend of mine who, well, she died, and when I was the apprentice, and so I don't see how that could be her voice, but that was the last thing I remembered, like, just then when I passed out, I remembered her, and I felt like I was there again. Her name was Camille, and she was very special to me and kept me alive during a bad time. I don't know how this would be possible, but...
I mean, do you think that she was maybe talking to you from, like, beyond? Is that a thing that can happen? I mean, we've died and come back, so, yeah, I mean...
Beyond just down the road a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
She's been dead for 15-ish years, so... Hmm. I don't know, stranger things have happened, maybe she's bound somehow to Longcrier's tower, or I don't know.
So there's a little dissonance going on in your head, because you know you're in a different place than where Longcrier's tower was originally.
Yeah.
But when you walked into this place, you instantly recognized it as the exact place where you did your training.
So it's I know it's beautiful hallways and everything. I know where my barracks are.
You know, this room is. You instantly recognize it. It all comes flooding back.
Am I cured from that thing that we were talking about before?
Hmm.
What?
So, yeah. I'm back. Awake is what I mean. And I'm back here, finally. Let's stop looking me that way.
No. I'm not looking at you like in a way. I just want to help you if we can.
Well, okay. Well, he knows that we're coming, and that's fine with me because I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, you should. He seems like an extremely bad dude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. We should pop him off. Pop him off on the knob, mate. Yeah.
I don't know, Jet. I'm not sure if I know what that
Jet,
means.
Jet, we really need to figure out your. Your idioms.
I think that's a different type of
show. Where are you from?
No worries, mate. I don't mind.
All right, we're good. Okay.
You hear a hissing sound? Like,
is it a snake? I roll for snakes.
No, but you notice that there's sort of like a misty cloud kind of filling the room.
I blow the cloud away with my winds.
Give me a roll.
He already rolled for snakes.
Well, this is better. It's better than snakes. 17. I'm just going to add my arcana in there. What do you say? So that would be a 24.
So you blow stuff around. You feel like you probably maybe didn't inhale as much as you would have.
Okay.
But you taste something in your mouth, like, you know, you can like taste the air a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it tastes exactly like that potion that you used to have to drink.
Okay.
And everybody tastes a little funny something in their mouth.
Hold your breath.
Falses.
I assume I still have the same amount of HPs that I did last time, which is not great.
Yeah, no, that's not good. So, for me either.
Yeah, Harper is holding his breath, and he's still continuing to trying to dissipate this stuff. I want to write on the wall, prestidigitation style. Don't breathe. This is a hallucinogen.
Oh shit! Wait, can I, Tim? Can you hand me the player's handbook?
For you, Ethan.
Jet, I think Jet would breathe. If you tell him it's a hallucinogen,
yeah, that's only like a positive
like,
for him.
Like, this isn't me trying to fuck around. Inhaling I honestly deeply. Think that this is something that Jet, once you tell him that, would take a breath out.
Jet would like, his voice would get like really deep and horrible. He'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Just up it right in.
He does do this thing.
I'm wondering if I can use my wind wall to like, I don't know if wind wall can like push gaseous things.
Harper seems to be dissipating it.
Okay, so I don't need to like break out the big old level 3 spells up in here. Let Harp deal with it.
I was using a spell that wasn't really even a spell. It was more of a ribbon, as we say in the viz.
Thrifty, do you want me to take my inspiration now or later?
you know what? I'm going to give both you and Harper inspiration.
Yes! High five,
nice.
Bro.
They're filled with determination.
Thank you, girls.
What? Fine.
No, yeah. No inspiration for you dumb girls.
Boys roll, girls drool this time.
So, we're in a hallway. I know where to go, and I want to run forward to go to the next area that's not filled with gas.
Okay.
Did I get any gas?
Oh, yeah,
when
you,
I took
got a big, you got a big whiff of it. I mean, everyone kind of could taste it.
Has it taken effect, or is it just like... Or I guess I wouldn't know. I'm hallucinating.
Yeah, things do, I will say. Things.
I'm hallucinating things being normal. It's actually really fucked up, but I'm like, oh, this is
it's
great.
It's calmed you down. It's like, finally, the owls are gone.
You do... Things do seem a little fuzzy around the edges.
All right.
And, Harper, you as well, like...
Things are going to get a lot worse before they get better.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Just keep your wits about you. You're going to see things that aren't real, but that does not mean they cannot hurt you.
Is there, like, something we can do about this? Hold on. Let me do some searching real quick.
I cast fly, and I fly the best
fly away.
Way.
No, I'm just like, I don't know.
So, you know that, just general layout stuff. You know that your old dormitory is on this floor,
mm-hmm.
As well as the, you know, servants' quarters and stuff like that. You know that a couple floors up, you'll find the training room. You know that a little bit further up beyond that, there would be the sort of higher ups' quarters where,
yeah, like those offices and stuff where I hid.
Yeah, where you found Fezlin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then you never actually went all the way up, but you assume that if you go all the way up, that's where Longcrier
in classic fashion. Yes.
Lives.
So not to interrupt, but I do have a spell called Lesser Restoration, that I could, I mean, I probably couldn't do it to everyone because I can only do it to one person. And I only have so many spell slots. I kind of want to save some, but it's, you touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. So, I don't know if it's worth using it on one of us to keep one person's wits about them.
If you have, you don't have to, I can use Lay on Hands, which will neutralize a poison if it's a poison or one disease.
Okay.
And that's only 5 hit points out of my pool.
Oh, okay, that might be better to do that.
I will say you're not diseased or poisoned.
Shit.
Okay, well, that's what, I didn't know, like, what the qualifications for it were.
I know, you know, choo-choo.
Helpful here.
Did I ever learn anything more about it? In my time,
you knew it as like the thing that helped,
just like
give you power, but also helped Longcrier kind of have control over you.
It's like fucking nanobots in your brain.
So we might be stronger, but we also might kill each other.
Okay.
So
well, you seem to have. I mean, you have the most experience with this, so I'm gonna
freak out.
I'm just follow your lead.
You might not want to follow my lead, actually, because I have the most of the toxins in my system.
Okay.
Michael, am I free to imagine my own hallucinations, or am I seeing specific things?
I will allow you to see whatever kind of hallucinations you'd like to see.
Right, brilliant.
Longcrier is probably at the top of this tower, but it would behoove me to check the barracks to make sure there's no other apprentices there. So... what do you guys think?
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
So let's go there. Ouch.
Jet is nose to the wall and may need some guidance.
So you're going to the dormitory?
Yes.
You open up a door. The door looks slightly charred from the inside. You see a bunch of beds. You see it looks like there's this like three people stuff in the dormitory. There is on one of the tables, there is a familiar tray with a familiar looking flask on it.
I want to grab that for sure.
Okay, you grab the flask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and take your headphones off again.
Me? Tim?
Uh-huh.
Fuck!
Hold on. I didn't think you'd go for that so quick. He again gets this glassy look over his face, and a strange voice comes out of him again.
You have to understand what you're up against. Longcrier is an alchemist, and he can still control you. The potion that you drank is like a bomb inside of you. It just needs to light the fuse, and you'll die. You must find.
She really needs to start leading with the shit that we need. Like, she's taking way too long.
All I'm hearing is that some bad shit's gonna happen and not any solutions.
Then Harper comes to again.
Come back to us, Tim.
Hey, guess what's up?
So, well, you did the thing again.
What? Did you drink something?
From a flask?
No, just like in general. Have you drank anything recently?
No.
No, are you hydrated? Have you had enough water today?
What are you?
Yeah, yes, you have. You had the cider. The cider I gave you. The hot cup of apple cider, man.
I guess I had breakfast. Yes. What did I do this time?
Well, the voice came out again.
Cool.
And she was talking about how Longcrier was alchemist and was she saying the fumes like was like a bomb inside? There's a bomb inside you. That's the important part.
Wait, what? Yeah. What the fuck are you saying? How is there a bomb inside of
me?
Well,
like I think it's like a figurative bomb that Longcrier has the ability to set off, but we don't know anything more than that. She keeps stopping.
What?
Okay. Am I right? Isn't that what she said?
Yeah. But basically, he's an alchemist, and all he has to do is light the fuse, and you're gonna.
I thought she said the potion is a bomb inside of you, but has he drank a potion?
What was it? The fumes that we breathe in, maybe?
That doesn't sound like a potion to me.
Guys, I think this might be a Jessica Jones situation.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. You're gonna.
Luke Cage?
I'm gonna frig Luke Cage.
No, you're just gonna do whatever Longcrier says?
Maybe.
He's gonna turn you against yourself and also us?
That is a possibility. I was trained to be a weapon for Longcrier, and I guess he can maybe use that against me?
Well Harper, I do have to tell you that you've been saying some weird stuff these past few weeks and months, and you would randomly just say nice things about Longcrier.
I would never say nice things about Longcrier.
And then when we called you out, you denied it. No, you did. It's real.
Well, I guess...
I'm just saying, has he been doing this to you already? From afar?
Can I get a... Give me an intelligence, maybe a history roll, Harper. Harp, harp.
That's me. Don't wear it out. History, you said to me?
Yeah.
I got a grand total of 10.
Grand total of 10.
I had Baker's 10.
You got a Baker's 10.
That's good.
You do remember them. You do remember Asker saying stuff about how, like, every once in a while they would just skip your potion dosage.
Yeah.
Because something about how it builds up in your system.
Okay. So, I mean, I've drank heck tons of potions way back when. But, I mean, that was like 15 years ago. And then I guess I drank them every now and again, too. After I got my powers and things like that. So, I guess it's been a total of 10, 12 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that maybe it's dissipated a little bit from my body, my bloodstream, what have you.
We don't know, right? You don't know?
But, I mean, if you just got a message, I would assume that maybe it has some sort of... I mean, it's magic, so maybe it has some sort of lingering effect where it's still in you.
Right. I have no idea why this woman's voice is coming through me. It doesn't make any sense that would be able to happen. I wonder if it's some sort of memory triggering situation where when I see things that I remember, that comes out. I just don't know. So...
I mean, I think we just have to keep... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what if there are certain items that basically whenever... It's almost like a puzzle, like certain things that are related to your past or something that you're familiar with. If you touch it or interact with it, it kind of unlocks another piece. Because every time you've done it, we've gotten more information about what's ahead.
All right.
So maybe if you keep touching things...
Let's just keep fucking touching things. I touch my bed.
Just touch everything.
I touch my old bed. I touch, like, everything.
Yeah, he's just, like, rolling across the room.
Or can you... why did you grab the flask, Harper?
Well, the
what about
DM
it was familiar?
Said, I remember this flask from my time, and I wanted... The main reason I wanted to grab it was I wanted to bring it back to my science man that I forget his name... and have him analyze it once we got back to Paylor's Hope.
You do realize now that it's empty.
It's empty. Is there any remnants?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe. Hey, gotta try it, right? So
yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't try it?
Well, no, I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to bring it back.
to test it.
To test it. You know? So... I also want to check to see if there's any, like, personal belongings for the three people to see if maybe there are, like, identifying information so that we can tell their families in the future or something like that. I don't know.
They definitely have personal effects in there. I mean, it's not like they have driver's license.
That's true. Oh,
but, yeah. They probably each have, like, letters from home and stuff.
Cool. Let's grab them shits. So, I guess we're gonna continue on. Just touching shit, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you can think of that relates to your training and, I guess, your time with Longcrier? Because that was... So you apparently had to take potions?
Yeah, they forced potions that I drank that were terrible and caused me to see visions, but theoretically unlocked certain powers within me.
Okay, what else? Can you remember something else? Like, was there...
Well, there's the training room. There was the antechamber of the training room where I was tested every single time to try to burn a target. So maybe the training room itself...
Could have something in there?
Yeah, the servants' quarters, maybe. I oftentimes would sleep in Camille's room when I could get away with it. I don't know.
This is making me and Jennifer really sad. I don't like this.
Maybe we could just go to all of those places and see if there isn't anything else we can
just
find.
Just take Harper on a real tour of sad. Yeah. He's just weeping at the end.
Like, I don't like...
We're like dragging him along. Like, no, you gotta go here too. We're like, no, I can't.
Okay, well, if this will give us more information about what's happening to help me from being some sort of uncontrollable monster, then sure, let's continue on. So far, the two messages were, can be controlled and I'm a bomb.
Yeah, I think that's the gist of them.
Those are arguably two of the worst things that you could say to someone.
Oh my god, you're going to be like a literal fireball. Yeah. Hopefully not, but...
I mean, let's hope, like, silver lining, I look awesome when...
Oh.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just...
Dark
Harper,
humor.
We won't let you blow up.
Thank you. I'm in a weird place right now.
That's
in every way I could.
You know, whatever you need to do to deal with the situation, if you gotta make weird jokes, that's good.
Cool.
Let off steam.
So, the quarters that we're in right now,
Is there anything else in here that catches our eye?
It feels very similar to the way you remember it. In that it's kind of barren. Like you can tell people live here, but it doesn't. They don't seem to have a lot of. I mean, there's nothing fun about this room at all.
Yeah, here's on the bed where I mark down every time I cried myself to sleep.
No!
And then I see. I ran out of. Ran out of
there
wood.
There's thousands of room.
I ran out of room on this side, so I had to go on the other side.
No, I'm gonna cry in real life.
And this part is the friends I lost. There's only 7, but you know, could be worse. That one's Fez. That one's.
Eludra literally is holding back tears.
Anyways, I'm gonna torch this fucking room, so we should probably scoot before I do that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on.
Alright, I torch this fucking room.
Wait, we're just gonna set the room on fire?
Yeah. Burn it!
Whatever's cathartic.
What about the rest of the structure? We don't want to burn that down just yet.
We're in a magic tower. I gotta assume it's...
Jet is sitting on the bed and has no reaction to the fire.
He loves it.
Jet, the fake fire will come soon. This is real. I need you to scoot with me.
I think I'm fine just here.
Okay.
Jet.
I burn the other beds and burn around Jet in a slightly focused way. It's really fucking hard to do, but
Jet screams, but still with a smile on his face. So you get the impression it's not from the fire.
You're melting, Jet.
And it's not even. It's like not like a real. He's just like like no tone so whatsoever.
Out of character, nobody's gonna help him out.
I forgot you're hilarious. You don't really think you're
hilarious. I just thought this was another zany Jet thing.
Zany Jet
thing. I was like, this is totally a thing that Jet would do.
I was having a bad trip.
Oh my god.
We're very bad friends. I think Eludra probably can't reach him. Maybe, can Jayla, like...
I can help.
Can you, like, hook your, like...
I can
your,
fly.
Your,
oh.
Oh.
I mean, if it's not too much trouble.
I'll fly up there. Yeah, I'll fly up there and I'll carry you down.
Jet being Jet, lighting himself on fire. All that Jet. He crazy.
Waka waka.
He's so dead, man.
Jet, wake up.
I knew he'd do this one day.
Oh,
died
God.
As he lived.
I'm sorry,
I can't
Jet.
Wait until after the recording is done and Bachman's like, but for real, what the fuck?
Stop streaming. Stop streaming. Don't let my sloppy boy die.
Are hallucinogens considered uppers or downers?
I think it depends.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a stone safe.
Oh, it's both.
Hey, baby, it depends. So after we move Jet, I burn the part that was Jet-shaped on. And I want to really... melt right. Everything.
You gotta get. It's. I mean, the walls are stone, so.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Of
Jet,
course.
Jet was starting to melt.
Oh,
it's getting a little drippy.
Hallucinogens are their own thing.
Oh, they're like really are just like separate.
Yeah, it's like and then.
Yeah, it's uppers, downers, and hallucinogens.
Yeah. I'll be damned.
Well, damn, we learned something new today, like all days. So I guess the servants' quarters are the closest thing next, if I remember correctly, or.
That would be accurate.
All right, let's go here. It also. Here's an idea. Blindfold me and lead the way. Oh, wait, you don't know where to go. But
why should we blindfold
me?
I don't know. I'm afraid. Well, there's not so much. This place is. It's not, like, large enough to get lost, is it? Like.
What if we just
blindfold me and.
Do you want to.
What if we just, like, surround
hands?
What if we all just, like arms? Like, one of us is behind you and then the other two are on your arms.
I would love to hold hands.
Yeah, let's hold hands.
And hug, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
Who wants.
Do you want hug? Can we get a group hug?
Let's all group
Come
hug.
Here, sloppy boy.
We all hug.
Right, no matter what happens, no matter what you see, protect. Protect.
Chet just kind of like squeezes, like, you know, like you know, some marshmallow fluff, like a s'more. When you just like...
Jet, that's... Oddly enough, that's the worst thing I've seen in here. Ever. I do mean ever. And I'm holding some things back that I'm not telling you guys. It's fucked. Anyways.
Maybe we should put... I'm just worried, like, because I imagine in my head Aludra and Jayla, like, linking arms and Jet being in the back, but I'm a little worried to leave him behind because I feel like he might...
yeah, maybe put Jet in the front.
But then I don't want to sacrifice
him. I'll go... I can go in the front. Okay. And then Aludra and...
Jet flank.
Harper could hold arms and, like...
Just drag him.
I guess...
Really just drag Jet.
Jet can be the puddle beneath our
I'm
feet.
I'm a pretty jacket, and I, like, shape-shift into a coat that is now around Jayla.
Very good!
I wanted Jet to be my literal and actual security blanket.
Oh my god.
My thunder shirt.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, the servants' quarters are around this corner. Things may get a little dark. I'm assuming I'm going to touch something and happen again.
We got you. We got you, buddy!
And Michael, am I feeling weirder or pain or... What's going on inside my gullet?
I mean, it feels like back in the day when you'd take a potion and have to get dragged up to the training room. So, I mean, you don't feel good. You don't know how much of it is placebo and how much of it is...
Yeah, like a
actual real. I mean, you're definitely, you know, you got a lot of bad feelings right now, though. That is understandable.
I'm trying to hold it together, be it strong. Man, for all my friends here. Just this way.
Can you guys round a corner, and can I have everyone give me a perception?
I'd love to.
Well, Jet really doesn't have
Jet
eyes.
Jet can give me have disadvantage in his.
I got a one.
Is there such thing as like super disadvantage? Is like
take the worst.
I got a 19.
I got a five.
23.
Five, and eight.
I technically got a zero.
You all hear a door shut. Jayla and Aludra noticed this, what looked like a person closing the second door on the left.
And it's like up in front of us?
Yeah. And there's just, it's a hallway with doors on either side.
And they went into the room.
Yeah, Harper can tell you that these are just servants' quarters, so.
Okay.
What does Jet see?
Jet sees doors on either side, but they are melting.
So Jayla's wearing a screaming jacket.
Yeah. Can I pet the jacket and say, Jet, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
You can, but you look like a weirdo petting your own jacket.
All right, that would be weird.
You
don't
look
sure.
like a fool.
That's what's
friends.
Weird.
These are the servants' quarters here.
There definitely was someone that just went in the door up there.
Which one?
The left one.
Do I know which one that one is?
No. It's okay. Not. It's definitely not Camille's.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we should check it out.
Oh, okay.
But we should probably say that we're coming because we only want to kill Longcrier and no more. I mean, the servants here were... oftentimes conscripted or forced to do it.
Right.
Some thralls of his, I don't know. Some did it willingly, that's for sure. We might have to kill them.
So, I was going to say, so you said we should not kill them. I just wanted to make sure that I hear that
part. Yeah.
So we're on a peaceful run, except for when it comes to Longcrier, where we are on a super murder run.
Yeah, and please let me kill him.
Yeah,
please.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Alright. So, let's go... I guess we're gonna knock on the door like a normal person, right?
Sure.
Okay. What are we doing?
Well, Jayla's in the front.
I'll knock on the door. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock.
You hear a stifled scream on the inside.
I open the door.
It's locked.
Fuck.
I strength open the door.
I roll.
because she's got power changeling jacket arms. Uh-huh. Can I roll to assist?
Yeah. I'll give her.
Do you want just a strength check or a strength saving throw?
I think just a strength check, right?
23.
Boom.
Nice.
I rolled
Call of Duty suit.
I would give you advantage for your weird jacket that you're wearing.
Okay, I rolled a 19, so I don't know how much better I can
do.
One, but I'll try. I got a 5.
This is really opening up a lot of opportunities for us, I think, in the future.
Yeah.
You could open the door, you could rip the door off the hinges.
What if Jet could, like act as glue and make us like a giant, like a horrible, like I don't know, like
Voltron.
What sort? Voltron? Yes, Voltron is the word I'm looking for.
Like a really shitty Power Ranger.
Make there a are sword. No shitty Power Rangers. You take that back.
That is true.
No, I mean like whenever they all link up together.
Yeah. Like we don't
Megazord?
We don't have enough parts to make a good one. There's only three, and then plus the glue of Jet. So we'll have to conscript some more people. I guess Bucky and Roz. All right, that's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Oh, maybe we could be like a shitty Beetleborg. There was only three of them.
If we have to.
I want
to
be a big and bad Beetleborg.
But one of the Power Rangers was just the goddamn head. We didn't need that.
You don't need a head. Just need
that. Oh, just put in the fucking torso.
No. No, the fucking the Tyrannosaurus held the head inside him.
Then what was the pterodactyl was either the head or the belt?
The pterodactyl was the shield on the chest. What's the matter with you?
That's worse. It's just like I'm the chest. Like no, you're my shirt.
And also it had the window. So actually, the pterodactyl must have been the cockpit because like the whole front of the chest was the window to the thing.
Anyway,
I'm sorry for starting this, and also I'm not sorry.
I live for those brief moments where I can talk about Power Rangers.
Jayla like kicks the door in and it like goes to splinters basically.
Nice.
She just blasts it open.
So don't
kill
it.
Know everything that I said there, Jet also said in character. Like you just heard the one part of the conversation about Power Rangers.
Power Ranger.
What does he say?
Did you say pterodactyl? What does that mean?
The man is losing his mind.
There seems to be a person cowering behind a bed.
Are they alone?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Get away!
Oh, no, we're not here to hurt you. We're here to help.
No.
Get away!
What's your name?
My name is Gina. Why? Please don't hurt me.
Are you Petey Youngling? He's back.
No,
he's back from the grave.
Hey, Gina, right?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
A few years.
Do you want to leave?
I don't think the master would like that.
We are going to kill the master. And I would like your help to do so. Can I do an insight check? I'm real bad at it, so if anyone else
wants to. What are you trying to insight?
To see if she is one of the good ones or one of the bad ones.
Okay. Oh, I'll help you, Harper.
Yeah,
oh, thanks,
too.
Breath. I got
go. You go first.
Okay, I got a 9.
I did not do great.
I got a nat 20.
Nice!
I only got a 13.
So. Hey, baby! So I think I got a 19. I'm bad at insight.
Same.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. I'm good at insight. I got a 27.
just kidding!
So you get the sense that she would probably like to leave, but is very afraid.
I give Harper a look and a nod, like she's not lying. She doesn't want to hurt us. She's really scared.
Okay, that's great. Listen, Gina, what can you tell us? We're as you can see, strong adventurers. And we're going to kill Long Crier and make him pay for all of the crimes he's done against people and the lives he's destroyed, okay?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Gina.
You know, like Gina is.
I got very distracted. What do you want me to do?
Can you tell us, are there any more defenses, any more traps here? We already got some of that.
I don't know what the master does. I just bring food to people and do the wash and things like that.
Besides the three apprentices, is there anyone else here also besides Long Cry?
Yeah, there are a few more.
Did I kill Asker, because I know I tried to, and as you know.
No, Asker is still here.
Because I assume after that, I eventually would have just dealt with Asker being around and not killed him. That sucks. Okay, Asker's still here, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Shit.
And Master Longcrier?
Anyone else?
Master Fezlin as well.
Wait. What? Fezlin's alive?
I get, yeah.
Okay, this is different. I thought he was dead. I guess I never saw him die, but I assumed he would die. This is great news.
Wait, so that's a good thing?
It's probably not gonna be a good thing. We're probably going to have to kill him.
Oh, we gotta finish it up.
Yeah.
So now there's three people we're allowed to kill.
There's three people we're allowed to kill. Well, nice. Fezlin will is a maybe.
Oh, just a maybe. All right, we'll let you make the final decision.
Ask her for sure. Long Crier, let me do
can
it.
Can you give us a description of what these people look like so we don't go?
Asker's a dwarf, right?
Oh.
Fezlin's a human of some sort with hair. Mm-hmm.
Any chance that Asker's like related to anyone I know? Am I gonna get in trouble for doing a murder on him?
I forget Asker's last name.
I might hold off on that one.
I'll never forget a face though.
Bring it up. I don't think he's not one of he's not a deep home dwarf.
Okay, he's from elsewhere. All right, cool. I can kill him. Fuck him.
We're gonna kill him and fuck him.
No. Oh,
just kidding. That's a little joke. I'm a little levity. I'm stressed out.
That's okay. That was a great joke. I loved it, Harper. It was good.
But okay, Gina. Well, you should scoot.
Okay.
She runs.
Nika, sometime during the course of that conversation, I've become a Dale Earnhardt Jr. jacket.
Oh no! Why would you do this to me? I don't even know who Dale Earnhardt Jr. is in this world. Oh. In this world.
Okay.
Not, I live in the Midwest. I know who Dale Earnhardt Jr. is. I look at it and I feel so brightly colored, and I'm very confused. But I assume that this is part of Jet's band.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not? You look fucking radical.
You're gonna definitely have disadvantage on all stealth rolls.
I probably should have already.
I should have decent advantage, right? Because I'm a jacket.
Oh yeah, no one knows. You're a jacket.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got really good at sneak attack in.
Do we notice anything else in this room?
I don't think so. You can do an investigate.
Let's investigate it, baby. That is an 18.
You don't.
All right. Well, then we should go to Camille's old room. Can I go in? No. If it happens to me again, I need you guys there.
Yeah, let's. We've got you. We want to be here with you for this.
Okay. Here I go.
You look down the hall and to see where Camille's room is, and you notice there's a board nailed across the door.
Classic. It's just like Jumanji style boarded up, or
just there's one board across the door.
Okay. You guys want to rip this thing off?
Yeah.
I think if you guys go in there first, probably makes sense.
Jelly, do you want to rip it off with your extra strong arms?
Okay. Let me try. I get my big beefy
arms. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yes, again for your Dale Earnhardtness.
Yes.
Is she also like super fast and can drive good?
Yeah,
and totally. Also she's a hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
That's Danica Patrick. That's fucking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Because one of them did not drive so good.
Oh, take that back.
Cool, because he died.
Yeah, the daddy's dead.
He was such a great driver.
A 22. No, I'm sorry, a 19 strength truck. What am I doing?
It makes a little bit of a squeaky noise as you just rip the board off.
Nice Foley work, guys.
we got jealous of the other Foley work being added in, so now we're
going to
fucking show you guys. Open the door.
I open the door.
Okay.
It's pretty crashed.
Alright, you open the door. You immediately feel a coldness come out of the room. Unlike the you're in, just a drafty tower fortress thing, but there's an unnatural coldness that comes out of the room, and inside it's just all like cobwebs, and it looks like no one's been in there in years.
So I guess I know what do I know that happened to this room after the incident, after the big boom boom, the oops, my bad.
it just went unused for a long time.
So after the incident happened after Camille died. She was killed. We didn't really use it much, but...
But it wasn't boarded up or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't boarded up or anything back in my day, and I assumed he would have used it again. I have no idea why. Why now there's this boarding up happening, but... All right, I guess let's try to find something else that makes me turn into a fucking weirdo.
Please support
can,
you in this.
Can someone, give me some healing? Because I'm in some pain.
Oh, that is a great...
And
what you
I'm
got?
Freaking out. I'm freaking out. Because I only what have 34 need? HPs. Can I get 40s, please? Ooh. Ooh. Or whatever. Or, you know, just a little bit. Ooh. A little bit. Just a little bit. Whatever.
Michael, for us, no time has passed, correct? So all the spells and everything we used is still the same.
Correct.
Okay.
So we don't need to get too crazy.
Jet goes, "No worries, mate, I got it," and he begins to cast Bestow Curse.
No, don't do that.
Oh my god.
Don't do that. I guess can we also spend some of our what's-its?
I have healing too. I'm torn as to whether or not I should use it.
You could definitely spend hit dice.
Yeah, let me spend how many else do I have? I don't use these very much.
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever really used them while playing 5e.
I'm gonna use 3 hit dice. So that is 6 total, which is terrible. So I'm at a cool 40.
40s aren't cool, dog.
Bro. But if I could have a little more beefitude.
That's right.
Okay. I man, this is fire. So I did almost max damage. I used Cure Light Wounds at second level, so I gave you 2d8, so you get 17 points of or 17 points of damage, Harper.
Thanks, bro.
Health back.
So I'm at 57. That works for me. All
do
right,
you want
thank
an
you.
Extra 10?
Huh? No, I'm fine right now.
Okay.
Save it for just in cases down the road or whatever. All right, let's go in there, see what happens.
Yeah.
Man, lose my jaw. Like, what does my body do when the voice comes out? Are my eyes glowing? Does my mouth glow? Is it weird?
That's a good question. Thrifty, what does it do? What does he do?
he just had a real glazed look in his eyes. Okay. And...
So was it like his like eyes rolled back in his head, his mouth dropped up? It's all right. Rolled out.
Well, here we go. I step in.
Okay, you step in. It's very musty smelling.
Is there... What am I seeing here?
What looks are we like seeing here? An unused room that is very cobwebby and dusty.
Should you walk around and, like, touch things?
Yeah, I would sometimes sleep on the floor right here.
Oh, Harper.
I touch that area. not... Good. I guess we check in the drawers and things like that, the bed underneath the mattress, things like that. I don't know if you guys see anything that looks out of place.
I'll get underneath the mattress.
Ah! Jet, he not so oozes. Close.
He oozes down there.
No. So are you investigating?
Oh, no.
Investigating.
Let's all investigate.
I love to investigate.
Jayla's still got Dale Earnhardt residue on her.
Oh, God.
15 investigate.
Oh, yeah, let me do this.
I got a 12. Investigate.
My scroll wheel is so broke. 13? Ooh. Oh, never mind. 14.
18. Investigation.
Great rolling.
Thank you. It's back. At least for this episode.
Keep it.
I'd like to.
Jayla finds a loose stone.
I will point it out. I don't want to touch it, but I say, Harper, there's a loose stone over here. Come pick it up and see if there's, like, something underneath it, or maybe if the stone is the thing.
Okay, sure. That would make sense that... Oh, God, I don't... Okay, so Harper takes out his, you know, classic dagger that everyone carries, and he props the stone up, picks it up, touches it with his hands.
looks around.
So it's like a little, it's on the wall. It's like, you know, the wall's made of stone. And you, it seems like this is hiding what looks like a little compartment.
Okay. I pry the stone away. What's inside this compartment?
It looks like there's a pendant inside of the compartment.
Do I recognize it? Or?
Can you reach your hand in there? You want me to slither in and envelop its contents?
No, that's okay.
That seems like way too excited about doing that.
I can do this thing for you.
Yeah, what happens if one of you touches it first? Jet, touch it.
Yeah, I'll touch it. I slither on in there and I just touch it.
Jet touches it and he goos all over it. And it it blurps out of the compartment. And Harper, you recognize the seal of House Fordain etched onto it.
Okay, well, Jet, I'm gonna need to touch that.
Hey, go ahead.
Why are you talking like this? Okay. All right, it's gonna happen again, probably.
It's happening for me.
Okay, I guess I reach inside Jet and grab it.
Yeah, you're a dirty bird.
All right. You just push your fist right into. You pull out. You pull out the pendant with the House Fordain etched upon it.
Guys, when I joined this podcast, my only hope was to get fisted on air, and now four years in exactly to the day, I achieved that goal, so this will be my last episode.
I'd like to thank God and also Jesus for this.
I'd like to thank the Academy of Fisting.
Guys, you should have asked. I would have.
Yeah.
Anytime, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
We have to have fisted you before.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. What chance is there that... okay. I grab it.
This is gonna. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. I'm gonna need to take your headphones off.
I couldn't believe he was still. Moments of clarity. Worked with Longfire for years. He hid the antidote in my jewelry box. You know the one. You only need the key.
God damn it!
Okay.
Is there a jewelry box in here?
No, this isn't her room, is it? I thought this was a separate room.
Oh,
this is Camille's room.
Wait, can Tim come back?
I'm sorry, where Gina was, that was a different room.
You can bring Timothy back.
Timmy, come back. Harper, she said that the antidote was in her jewelry box, and you'd know where it was, and that you needed a key.
I don't know her jewelry. Do I know where her jewelry box is?
It used to be in here, but...
It used to be in here, but that was many, many years ago. That's all she said was there's an antidote in here?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever...
For you.
For me?
I'm assuming, right?
For my Jessica Jones syndrome?
Yeah,
or the purple man?
Yeah.
I don't know what, because... Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's tear this fucking BITCH apart and see if we can find anything else.
Yeah,
I feel like shit, so I'm just gonna sit down for a second,
That's okay. That's fair.
But I will be poking the mattress to see if it's in there, loose part of the bed.
The mattress will squish, because I've been all up in there. There's Jet residue.
Did I sit on Jet?
No, Jet's still in the cubby.
I check to see if there's any other loose stones.
I'm just trying to think, does anyone have any sort of spell you can find something?
Oh, let me do Arcana, or as I like to call it, detect magic. Yeah, I don't have any fun spells that can find stuff, unfortunately. She kept her jewelry in it. I do remember that of her jewelry box.
And you remember there being a little key for it.
It's why would her necklace be separate from her jewelry box? Like, Is it inside this thing? Is it look like maybe we could crack open the necklace?
I can give, I mean, if somebody does have a thing, I can give Bardic Inspiration and they can add some anything. Stuff to their rolls.
I can find an animal, but that's about it.
Maybe it's a dog we're supposed to find.
Harper, you turn the pendant over and you realize there's a little compartment in the back, and inside of it is a tiny key.
Guys, yes, I found yes, a tiny yes, key. Yes. But what does this key go to? Shit.
Jewelry box.
The jewelry box.
Oh, fuck. Well, okay.
We gotta find the jewelry box.
Okay, yeah. I mean, in hindsight, that was a stupid question. I'm having a bad time.
It's fine. Harper, you had a rough day.
You're doing your best.
Do you remember what the jewelry box looked like?
Yes. It was round. It was of a reddened lacquered wood. I bought it for her after I accidentally hurt her.
Okay.
So,
but it looks like nothing's really left in this room at all.
It wasn't huge. I mean, she's a servant, so she's not going to have tons of jewelry. are we sure there's nothing else? We have to find it.
I know. What if Longcrier has the jewelry box?
Dick. He would. That does sound like something he would do, especially if this is his tower and he was able to friggin' teleport it from where we were before to here.
Is there any other place you can think of that might have clues or be a place that has the jewelry box in it? Is there like a place where he would keep artifacts or something that's important to him?
A vault?
Well,
does he have like one of those butter cookie tins that he keeps like sewing needles in? Yeah.
Maybe like a junk drawer?
Yeah. Is it in the freezer?
I mean, there were some rooms upstairs that had like some stuff. Right, Michael, or?
There, as far as places you've been before in here?
Yeah.
Well, there's obviously the training room.
Okay, yeah, there's the training room. Where did I find Fezlin that one day?
He had his a room in the upper quarters.
Got it. But did she give any indication of where this jewelry box was?
She said you would know where it was.
Michael, why would true? Would I know this?
She didn't say. She said you would know you would know the one, but she didn't say would know where it is.
Got it. Okay.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember everything in the message?
Maybe not.
I do. Except I don't. I can't tell you because I was hallucinating.
I couldn't really hear the very, very beginning.
Yeah, the very first part was hard to hear.
I mean, it was intentionally not super easy to hear.
Oh. Oh, is she going away? Are we not going to get any more clues?
Oh.
No, maybe? I don't know. You're not going to tell us, Michael. I don't know why I was asking.
I mean, Jet, you could, if you have anything, you could share it.
Yeah.
I personally have it, but I don't know that Jet has it.
I mean, Jet hasn't really, he's been hallucinating a lot, and he could throw in one little thing.
Yeah. Jet, Eludra walks up. I think you know something. What did she say?
Right, yeah, right. You got about a minute before I turn into a cat. There's an antidote in the jewelry box, is what I remember.
Yeah.
We got anything else?
That's something about moments of clarity?
Moments of clarity. I do remember saying that, but I didn't hear the first part. I didn't know what it was in reference to.
Probably Harper and how he's... all the moments where he wants to jerk off Longcrier, or how he actually is, and everything else is like fucking a facade.
He actually loves Longcrier.
Stop. I don't love Longcrier. I don't remember saying those things, and I don't think I did it.
It was essentially the first, you've got all of it except for the first little bit, which might have been a little mumbled, but it was essentially couldn't believe he was still dot dot dot.
Couldn't believe he was still dot dot dot. Well, I guess we just have to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
If we've turned this room ups and downsies, Then maybe let's check the other rooms just in case if there's any weird shit.
For sure. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And then Jed is a cat.
I got a 14.
Okay, you toss the other rooms and you don't find anything other than what just seems like normal servant stuff.
I burn them.
Burn the rooms.
Okay. All right, well, you burn them.
Hope that the jewelry box isn't in them. Right.
In the corner, we see a red lacquer box. And hear the pop.
I found it. I guess the training room would be the next place to go. Oh, mama, I don't want to go there, but...
I think that we have to now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I knew this would be tough, so it's fine. Let's go.
Okay, you going to the training room?
Yep. My favorite.
All right. You go up the stairs, and you feel a little wobbly going towards this place that you've got a lot of... very, very bad feelings about.
Eludra's like holding him up. She's supporting him to keep him from falling.
They used to beat me when I refused to go.
Aww.
And so. I'm rubbing on Harper's legs and just purring.
Thank you, little kitty. Thank you, little kitty cat.
And you come to a door that is, you know, to be the door to the antechamber, which leads to the training room.
Okay, this place is terrible, but let's go through this door and see what we can find.
Harper, do you want someone to wait out here with you, or do you want to go in?
I want someone to go in before me. Okay. Let's just say,
I'll go in.
I don't like touching these doors.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair.
I can go in.
Thanks, okay. Bruv.
Is it locked? Do I need to try to break?
I'm scratching at it.
Let me in. I'm a kitty cat.
So you had walked over the fine carpeting that leading up to the door, and you go to touch the handle, and you get a little shock from you're like, static electricity.
Ooh.
And but yeah, then you open the door, and it's fine.
Okay. Did that hurt you?
No, I mean no more than. A regular shock.
Leave that door open. Usually getting out is the real B-I-T-C-H.
Okay.
You realize that there's a person in this room.
Ah! Who is it? We're in the antechamber, right?
Yeah, antechamber.
Who that?
You see a very short but very wide little man. He looks like he weighs about 300 pounds of pure muscle. And he goes, "Hey Titus, who are your friends?" And that's where we'll end the episode.
No! That's Asker.
Asker.
I'm gonna kill him.
We're gonna kill him together.
Rip his tongue out.
Alright, well, thanks everybody. I hope you enjoyed our little stroll down
Memory Wayne.
We had a ridiculous amount of feedback. Thank you everybody for so much. It's super duper duper helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We had to cut these down pretty much just their titles, so apologies. But Timothy, do you want to blast through them real quick?
More than anything, warning: dangerous while pipetting by Panda Bum. Haha, from America. Great podcast. Especially if you hate Canadians, says We're 99. G'day, mate. Despite your jokes about us Canadians, I still love your podcast. Junpei or not Junpei? That is the question. From Munchkin Amada from Canada. G'day, mate. One of the best from Ibuphone. Level 69 Arcanine from the United Kingdom says, Drunks and Dragons strong. This podcast is one of the best I've ever listened to. I love the railroading Michael DeMauro, the steadfast, constant, and critique, the always hilarious Mike Bachman, the mostly responsible Tim Lanning, the knowledgeable Nika Howard, and the hard-working Stefan David. I finally caught up after listening to every episode, and part of me wants to start from the very beginning again. Because of how good it was, 707 PS, as a British guy, I can say Jet's accent is amazing and not offensive. PSS, Nika's right, Pathfinder's best system.
Oh, you.
Riffle Raffle from Australia says, remember when Sly Flourish was a thing? Ruthelos from the United States says, narcotics are easy to kick in this podcast. We Hate Anime says, terrible. All right.
And then five stars.
And five stars.
Thanks.
Drew Thumble from Australia says, flourishingly sly. Devin H. says, three cheers. Trouble with nickname options from America says, hopeful. Lizawar says, Beerstein dragon emoji, thumbs up 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 emoji. I didn't know you could do that. James 1016 from United Kingdom says, alcohol fueled fun. Gray Duvius from the United States says, am I allowed to compliment Tim? Ooh, I wish you kept all of this. That was a I'm going to make you say my name from the United States said, am I saying this? Am I Tim? Love this podcast. 2016. This message brought to you by Evil Emperor Zerd, Michael's Lungless from Canada. Good day, mate. Jacob Weinberg says, my God, I love him. Trench says, good day, mate. Amazing. Sam Sprague says, great show. Mr. Passive Aggressive says, Matt Drago. Blue Truck says, just started. David Jacksalt says, imagine my horror.
I want to know what the rest of them are.
Yeah, I'm just on the edge of our seats with all these. Manda Ann says, railroad to my heart. H. Day Dim says, binge listened. Castilelia 9227 says, so inspiring.
That's a celestial?
No, who's to say? Joel from Kabus says, inject directly in my veins. I learned about this podcast through HFTMT. And once I've gone Dragonborn, I've never gone back. I'm only up to ep 38 and we'll catch up soon. Keep up the fun banter and ridiculousness. Podcast sploosh. Amazing D&D ear porn by Mr. Viv. Thrifty's Real Co. says, hilarious. Creepercraft 110 says, youngest viewer. I'm a 12-year-old, and I love your podcast. You all, especially Tim Lanning, you guys have taught me many new words. No. LOJK, I'm a new $20 patron, so enjoy my allowance, you stingy bastards.
I hope
that that's all not true.
My child, you were giving us your allowance. I feel like give you don't need to do that.
I'm all caught up and excited for more. Jaludra. My favorite podcast says DJ D-O-F-O-E. Where have all the minions gone? Yippee, 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 yay. From Ferre Dance 22, the uncaged cat from Canada says, g'day, mate. Are there even other podcasts?
Nope.
Tybalt says, my favorite podcast. Relic from the United States is the most entertaining podcast. Diego from Peoria says, 10 out of 10 podcast. Starlet Firefly says, 5 stars is enough D&D podcast ever.
Oh, my God.
And that's all of them. That's
you guys,
all of them.
Y'all broke Tim. He's dead. Oof.
Thank
He's
you
dying.
All for those reviews on the net.
Yes, thank you very much. Those are super helpful in a lot of ways. We have to wrap this up since we have to go record another podcast after this.
Please pray for us.
The hosts, Colin Westworld, our Westworld podcast that me and Tim and Jennifer are doing with the Nicholas
Bristow.
Yeah,
listen to it. It's so good.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at D&D or at Geekly Inc. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Michael, it's at D&D Podcast.
What did I say?
You said at D&D. At D&D.
Did I literally just say at D&D? I'm very tired.
I said at D&D.
At D&D Podcast. Good night, recording.
We can fix that in post.
Sure.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Hosts of Westworld, Transformation Sequence Podcast, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artists. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished trying to puzzle together Harper's dark past, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D Podcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday. So go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay. Special thank you to Carly Shields for being the disembodied voice in this episode.
I can't wait to listen.
And I guess that's it, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.